Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you all Sissy Bass Watson. Now, I just want to give thanks to God for healing me from that terrible flu that I had last week. And I told myself the flu or no flu, I will make sure that I keep to my promise, which is to give you guys spiritual medicine, Sissy Bass Watson, on a daily basis, Monday to Friday. And I just want to thank you, all you special people that send me messages to wish me well and pray for me. God bless you. It meant a lot. This is part B of my podcast on You Are Who God Says You Are. And there is nothing more dangerous than not knowing who you are. There's nothing more dangerous than not being able to identify yourself as a child of God and walk in your citizenship, kingdom citizenship. And today, I'm gonna basically outline who exactly we are in God, and I'm gonna back it up with scripture. Unfortunately, it's so long, and I'm gonna have to come up with another part. We will be part three. So, you are who God says you are is gonna be in part one, two, three. Hopefully, it's not gonna stretch to four. Now, the first one I'm gonna talk about is you are a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, when you are a child of God, it doesn't matter how messed up you are. It doesn't matter the sins that you committed before you became born again. It doesn't matter the mistakes that you have made. It doesn't matter how many times you had fallen before you accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. The scripture is saying today, once you become born again and you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are now a new being. Everything old is gone and you are now new. So my challenge to you today is stop looking at the past. Stop referring to your future using the past. Put the past to the past and look forward to the future. Bury every single thing that wasn't good in your life before you accepted Christ and run with the things that God has put before you. The second one is you are led by the Spirit. Romans 8:15 says, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. We are of Spirit. We are of God because we were created in the image and the likeness of God. And because God is Spirit, the scripture says that those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And for you to be able to be in communication with God, you must be in the Spirit. So you have to be led by the Spirit. You don't go by the flesh. Sometimes as believers, we go by the flesh because that's just human beings. I do it sometimes. But when you are led by the Spirit, you never make mistakes. You never regret. You never get it wrong. Why? The Spirit never gets it wrong. That's who you are. You are led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. So anytime your flesh wants to do things, ensure that you kill that flesh and ensure the Spirit is alive. You are a partaker of God's divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4 says, wherefore are giving unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We are partakers of the divine nature of God. Now, the divine nature of God is love. The divine nature of God is forgiveness. The divine nature of God is faithfulness. The divine nature of God is all goodness. That's what we are. We are meant to be walking in love. We are meant to be faithful in every area of our lives, in our relationship, in our jobs, in everything that we do. We need to stay faithful. We are meant to be people that walk in forgiveness. We are meant to be people that ensure that we let go of grudges, we let go of bitterness and of pride, because we are partakers of the divine nature of God. And when you are partaker of the divine nature of God, His nature must be your nature. You are redeemed from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now, Jesus Christ destroyed every generational curse before, after, and to come. So now the scripture is saying in Galatians 3:13, you are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are now under grace. We are not under the law. Moses is gone. Now we are under grace. And when I'm saying we are under grace, it is not to say that we do anything that we want to do. No, it is to say that Christ died for our sins. He died for the sins that we are committing now. He died for the sins that we are about to commit. And he died for the sins that we're going to commit. He's died for the sins that we committed before. Why? Because we are redeemed from that curse of the law. And so because the grace of God is upon us, it is the grace of God that helps us to walk in accordance with the will of God for our lives. Hallelujah. That's what you are. That's who you are. You are redeemed from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. You are redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Kabaru sandari kato keberosa. You are redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Mikata shikato. You are redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Mindarababa soto. Some of us are so scared of our enemies. Some of us are so scared of the things that people put us through. Listen, the Bible is telling us today we are redeemed from their hand. There's nothing that the enemy can do against you. There's nothing that the enemy will say and proclaim and decree over a life that will stand, because you are a child of God. When you know who you are, you don't run away from your enemies. You confront them with the word of God, and they have no power, they have no authority over your life, because there's no power that is above the power of God. So today, make sure you know that you are redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Psalms 107:2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy." You are redeemed from their hand. You are redeemed from their evil decrees. You are redeemed from their evil mouths. You are redeemed from their gossip. You are redeemed from their lies. You are redeemed from their slander. Don't be moved by what they say. Don't be moved by what they say about you. Don't be moved by their insults. Don't be moved by the rumors against you. Why? Because you are redeemed from the hands of your enemy. Hallelujah. You are delivered from the powers of darkness. Jesus, can feel the Holy Spirit right now. Can just feel the Holy Spirit right now. Rika tu shakate. You are delivered from the powers of darkness. Colossians 1:13 said, "Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son." Mikato shanta rika do shate. You have been redeemed. You have been delivered from the powers of darkness. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. And because God is light, we are light. And because we are light, darkness has no say over our life. Darkness should not be near us. Darkness should not come near us, because when darkness comes into contact with light, darkness bows. And so every dark situation that you are going to right now, you need to rise up and say, "I command that light that is in me, that divine light that is in me, upon this dark situation that you might going through." What is the dark situation that you're going through? It might be poverty. It might be lack. It might be joblessness. It might be not being able to be in a proper relationship. It might be a situation where your health is not perfect. Rise up, speak to that dark situation, and the light of God that is upon you would overshadow that darkness, and the darkness has no choice but to flee from your life. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:21. "For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God." You are the righteousness of God. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not holy enough. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not righteous enough. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't make it to heaven. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not qualified before God. Look at them in the eye and tell them, "Hello. Hello, my brother. Hello, my sister. I am the righteousness of God. I don't care what you're saying about me. I don't care what you're talking about me. I don't care how you see me. I don't care about your perception about me. I am the righteousness of God. I might not be perfect, but in God I shall be perfect. I might not be where God wants me to be now, but hello, I am the righteousness of God. And because I am the righteousness of God, I shall indeed be the righteousness of God." Hallelujah. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Light of the world, you came down. Hallelujah. I don't want to keep singing. You came down. Habaroko soto la baba. He is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. It says, "Light of the world, you came down from the darkness." You came down. He came down. He is the light of the world. So are you the light of the world. When you step into a dark situation, that light must shine. When you step in the midst of believers, that light must shine. In your workplace, that light must shine. Wherever you go, that light must shine, because you are the light of the world. Without us believers in this world, this place would be a dark place. That's why so many things are happening right now. Why? Because God has been put in a box. But it's about time that we believers rise up. And when we rise up, darkness has no choice but to bow. Remember today that you are the light of the world, and make it a point of duty and say to yourself, wherever I go, the light of God that is in me must shine. Matthew 5:15 says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bush, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. That's what you're meant to be. Wherever you go, you should not hide, because you are light. Because when you hide, your light would affect people that are in darkness, that are looking forward to receiving that light from you. So anywhere that you go, stand out. Don't blend in. You are meant to stand out, because light can't blend in. Light has to be somewhere that it can be seen. Light has to be somewhere that any dark situation around it must bow before it. That's who you are. You are that light. You are that light to that darkness. You are that light to that problem. You are that light to the stagnant situation. You are that light to that wilderness. You are that light. And make sure that light shine it wherever you go. Let your light shine for everyone to see that God is in you. That's part two of you are who God says you are. And I hope it will be a blessing to you today. Remember, you are who God says you are. You are the light of the world. You are the righteousness of God. You are redeemed from a curse. You are redeemed from the hands of your enemies. That's who you are. Walk in that boldness and confidence. Some people brag about their British passport. Brag about your kingdom passport, because it is that kingdom passport that gives you access where man cannot give you access. So when you have that kingdom passport, nobody can stop you from entering doors that you are meant to enter. God bless you. And remember to share the podcast to people that it might be a blessing to. Till I come your way tomorrow, may you all have a blessed week. From CC Bass, with love. God bless. Bye-bye.